KX Mobile. Patrick M4, is that LKX Mobile?
Hey Shane, how are you this morning?
You're well. How are the roads up your way? I never thought of tasting them, but that's good.
A salt cured for the winter, let's put it that way.
Slipping and sliding all around Donaldson Center and Highway 20 last night, coming up to 85, Malden Road, all around our building. I went down Lawrence Road on the way home, and it was, you know, slick, just trying to be careful. Got into downtown, and right about Main Street, it just completely dried up, and by the time I got to Poinsett Highway, the roads were perfectly dry.
I'm glad you were safe there in that. Yeah, last night, the trip home was pretty adventurous once it got across, well, before the state line, but getting in that area.
Did they clean the roads up?
Seth and Connor won't have any problems at all.
Text from Connor earlier asked me how the roads were, and I said, well, from your house up on my way, it's perfectly dry. And I know Patrick came down, and he said, oh, I guess I have to go into work today. I was hoping to work from home.
Well, they want to know the road conditions. Just jump in there every morning, and be glad to let them know.
Well, this morning I'd seen it. We were down to 9 degrees down there in the valley when I came from the house. I think it was 11 at my place.
When I left this morning, but that's fairly early still, so I don't know what it got down to.
Early 80s, going back in the woods and skating around on ponds and marshy areas that were completely frozen over. It'd be like that for 2 or 3 weeks.
And I remember in the year I graduated high school, 94, it flooded and then it froze, and me and a buddy were out on the frozen cornfields playing in vehicles for a couple weeks, and it's, you know, it's so cold, so it's not like it's never done this before.
It's been colder for a longer period, so we'll probably get back to it again. Everything's cyclical. We've just enjoyed some mild winters lately,
and people have forgotten how to take care of themselves.
Big events, like I remember one year it snowed really good, but we can't even remember really what the weather was like last year, you know, all year long or all winter long.
It's up for anybody out there, don't know if you're coming this way or not, but southbound on 25 right here in front of the Sphinx is at the red light, is pretty icy, so be careful.
Because I'm on 25 going south as well.
In front of the Sphinx and TR. Somebody's sprinkler looks like it busted and it has flooded the road there. It's on the shoulder, so you should be okay, but you never know.
It's the Sphinx, and I'm coming up to another one on 25 South. I just wasn't sure where you were talking about, how far you'd come down yet.
I'm here in TR this morning. I'm in the tool truck already. Have been for a couple hours now. But Wednesday is my TR route.
Shame, already been working for a couple hours.
This afternoon, so, or this evening, you'll be around, so don't you do that.
He so picked up possibly another pickup, a daily pickup trailer swap. I'm not sure yet. I got to figure out how I'm going to do this, fit it into my day.
I'm sure you'll figure it out, or they'll have to move something around to help you figure it out.
They will have to move something if they want it done.
There's 14 people can help. They're looking to hire, can come help you, or 11 people, whatever it was. We'll free up somebody else to come help you.
When they get them on the road, take some of the burden off of all the other guys. They've been working really late every night.
It takes a little while to get somebody up to speed like that, too.
Not sure where they send them. I had to go to Columbia when I first went into driving. Had to go down for a week. They put you through a training course. And from what I understand now, it's even more detailed. I mean, basically, I was just doing paperwork and writing down addresses and track. They had just come out with the computers, so we still use paper a lot. And but now they drive them around. They let them. They've got a whole area where they actually drive a vehicle, pull up, do everything they're supposed to do, deliver packages. They'll do that for a week, plus other, all the paperwork training, the inside training. It's a lot more detailed than it used to be.
Date yourself back to the Stone Age era, paper and pencil. I mean, what's the deal?
A pen, not a pencil.
Imagine now having to go back to that system, how people would do.
Get down tracking number for every package. You had to, of course, they weren't as long as they are now. It was only the shipper number, basically. Yeah, it wasn't really even a tracking number at that point. When I first started, they were just tracking the next day air and second day air packages. They weren't even tracking the ground packages. So basically, you write a shipper number, the address, the shipper number, and you had to do that for each piece under that address. So if you had a 40, 50 piece stop, you were writing 40, 50 times down there on the paper underneath that address.
I could take a little bit of time, but didn't have near as many packages as you do nowadays either.
The stops were fewer per car, and but also every signature required everywhere you went, even residentials at that point. Everything had to have, somebody had to sign on the paper.
When it wasn't a two-income family, still had people at home.
All the way back to the first time I rang a doorbell and the doorbell spoke back to me. The lady said, "We're not home yet. Can you wait 5 minutes?" I said, "Nope, sorry." Oh, goodness, I'm sounding old there, but that wasn't that long ago.
I have people do that to me. They're not at their shop, and then I'll text them, "Hey, I'm here." And I'll give them a few minutes, and then they've not showed up, and I text them back. I'm like, "How long are you going to be before you get here?" "Oh, I'm 5 minutes out," and I've been waiting 15 minutes. I'm like, "Well, you'll have to catch me at the next place. I can't stay here like that."
Okay. Nope. Sorry, but Beth and I missed a package Friday because we weren't home and it was signature required. It's just part of it. Of course, it was FedEx. If it had been UPS, something would have been worked out for some reason.
Had a little bit of pull over there for small things. KP2A, check that.
I'm not saying anything there, Patrick. But I think I can handle it. Good morning, Dave. Go ahead. N4ZLK.
Are you talking shop over here? What the heck? I thought you worked for Brown, not that one with the arrow in the name.
I work for them, but I talk about the other.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. And yes, I'll be out the door here in a little while, waiting for the temperature to come up a little bit and go fix more stuff. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, this is your kind of weather. You brought it down here. So what are you waiting on? But yeah, I had to meet my competitor this morning and sell him a tool so that he could get it to his customer because nobody else in the area had it.
I would assume this is your type of weather, unless you got acclimated all those years in the tropical land of Florida.
Oh, no, I enjoy the cold, and this is fine. I have no problem, but I got a lot of systems that are having problems, and I don't want to get into all that here, but the people are questioning what the condensers are doing outside. I'm trying to explain to them that if you're trying for a 50-degree heat rise on a heat pump at 20 degrees, it's not going to happen. Patrick, over to you. KP2A, check that.
It's just not made for that. Don't have that much heat exchanging room in them. So, but go ahead, Shane.
History, it's hard to comprehend, and it's hard to understand, you know, because we're really, there's not a lot of options, and we're told, oh, this is how you heat your house. Well, what they should say is, this is how you slightly warm your house when it's really cold, because, man, that's about all it can do.
Lucy, I have this. Yeah, pretty much. Basically, a heat pump will provide approximately 35 to 40 degree heat rise, okay, and that's in optimal conditions. When you get down below 40 degrees, 35, 40 degrees ambient outside, the efficiency drops like a stone, and it's just not going to keep up unless you have a big, tremendous heat strip in there, you know, like a 15K or a 10K heat strip to subsidize, and then you're going to spend the heck out of your meter. So I try and explain to people, if you got gas in the street, put a, you know, put a gas furnace in, or try and find some backup heat source like a, you know, room heaters, or you know, if you have a fireplace or gas logs or something like that. That's right. You know, heat pumps do not work well. Not in my opinion anyway. Go ahead, Patrick.
They don't work well in this kind of weather either. But realistically, down here, how much of this do we typically have? We're having a little more of it this year than what we normally do, but still yet, you know, it's 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then we're done with it. You know, works great the rest of the time.
A dual furnace, or dual fuel furnace set for the gas to kick on. I think if it drops below 35, the gas will kick on and won't use the heat pump, and I sure like it.
I agree. Anyway, gentlemen, I just got a phone call. I got to run. I got to start talking to my customers this morning. You gentlemen have a good day and stay warm, and I'll catch you later. Oh, Patrick, you get a KB2HX. That's it out.
Stay warm out there and stay safe. KO4HX.
If you're not careful, good to hear you. N4ZLK. I'll check with you later about lunch. Today's Wednesday, right? That's the day.
Today's Wednesday. For some reason, yesterday afternoon after lunch, I started thinking it was Wednesday all day. Had me all messed up. So, just let me know. We'll figure it out when we get a little closer.
I'm going. I'm going to say it's probably not going to work out, but I will let you know. I'm going to go ahead and go. I'm not far. Starting to get some ice on the road here. Be careful. KO4HKX, M4ZLK.
Out there, and I'll talk to you later today. KO4HKX.
KB4FCM.